News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a honest belief that a victim consented to sex will no longer be a legal defence in rape cases, according to new proposals being considered by the government. Cliona Sadlier is the Executive Director of Rape Crisis Network Ireland. Cliona, your reaction to this news?
We very much welcome the move. It's a report in the Irish Times today that the legislation is with the Attorney General. This is a piece of legislation that has been in the pipeline and promised since 2017, really, so for quite some time. So we know the shape of this. And I suppose one of the first things to say on this is that it's really important to you know, the language here can be quite complicated, but it's really important to remember that the defence of consent remains. That is not going to be touched. Obviously, we haven't seen the wording, but it's been in the pipeline so long, we're fairly confident of what direction the minister is going in. So the defence of consent remains. It's simply a question of what does that mean? What is the standard? What do we mean when we that defence?
Am I right, Cliona, in saying that the Supreme Court made a finding in 2016 that an honest, though unreasonable mistake that a woman was consenting is a defence to rape? I remind us, was there surprise? Was there shock at that particular finding?
Somewhat. I mean, it you know, like all these things, when the Supreme Court clarifies what is in fact the law, you know, what you end up with looking at there, and we sort of knew that this was built into the law, baked in anyway, was that you're looking at something that essentially is where the law is absurd, where essentially you have a courtroom where you can have everyone in the courtroom believe the victim, believe that a rape happened, believe that the defendant was the person who did those acts, but so that the crime is there, the crime is clear, but you cannot find the defendant that you know did it guilty of that crime. So you now have a gap.
Sorry to interrupt. In a practical sense, does that actually happen?
Absolutely, the possibility is there, and it does, because you're relying entirely on the subjective belief of the defendant there. So what is being proposed here, and what will be proposed here, we imagine, in this legislation, and what's been talked about since 2017 with the Law Reform Commission and a number of other attempts to bring this in, is that we're moving the bar from simply an honest belief to a reasonable, an objectively reasonable and honest belief. So it's simply moving the bar up a bit in terms of the standard we're setting there. So we're closing down, if you like, on the gap where that absurdity might come into a rape case.
Yeah.
So really what we'd be asking for is that the legislation says to the defendant, that's fine if you have a defence of consent, that you believed that you had consent, but show us your reasonable steps that you took to ensure that you had consent. Show them to us, show them to the court.
Okay. Cliona Sadlier, Executive Director of Rape Crisis Network Ireland. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.